Listening Library presents Pants on Fire by Meg Cabot. Read for you by Krista Sutton. One. Oh my God! What's she doing here? My best friend, Sydney Vanderhoff, was asking as I came up to the corner booth to hand out menus. Sydney wasn't talking about me. She was glaring at someone at another table. But I couldn't be bothered to look and see who Sydney was talking about, since my boyfriend, Seth, was sitting next to her, smiling up at me. That smile that's been making girls' insides melt since about the fifth grade. When we all started noticing Seth's even white teeth and highly kissable lips. It still freaks me out that out of all the girls in school, I'm the one he picked to kiss with those lips. "Hey, babe," Seth said to me, blinking his long, sexy eyelashes. The ones that I overheard my mom telling Sydney's mom over the phone are totally wasted on a guy. He snaked an arm around my waist and gave me a squeeze. "Hi," I said, a little breathlessly, not just because of the squeeze, but because I had a 12 top, Mrs. Hogarth's 97th birthday party, that was running me ragged, refilling their iced tea glasses and such, so I was panting a little anyway. "How was the movie?" "Lame," Sydney answered, for everyone. "You didn't miss anything. Lindsay should stick with red. Blonde does nothing for her." "Seriously, though, what's Morgan Castle doing here?" Sydney used the menu I'd just given her to point at a table over in Shaniqua's section.